Swift 98 and The Spur heading into this hour's guest interview segment on the Weekday Wake Up, and CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District, that is David Ryersey, joining us today with an update on some summer events and activities happening at South Lincoln Medical Center. Mr. Ryersey, good morning. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you, Duke. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks so much again for joining us this morning. And some good news. I think last we had talked, the health fair was kind of on the chopping block. Not quite sure if that was going to happen or not. And I understand it is actually going to take place.
It is. And I'm happy to bring that update, so to speak, to our listeners this morning as well and to our community. So South Lincoln Hospital District has been working to try to secure the needed materials to do that the health fair that we typically do put on for our community. That's been significantly still challenged due to the ongoing pandemic, but we have thankfully been able to partner with Wyoming Health Fairs. And so they did have enough supplies for us to bring that health fair, so to speak, and the blood draws to our area. And so I actually have a few dates that we're gonna be able to do this. And so it's going to be a little bit different than normal. We typically do ours in the spring, but we're gonna move this back to the fall this year, given the time frame. And so the actual blood draws themselves, where people can come and do the actual blood work, will be August 24th, 25th, and 26th. And it'll be kind of that early morning time frame to do those. And we'll get more information as that comes out. And then the actual health fair itself, we are going to hold a health fair like we've done traditionally in the past, and that will be Saturday, September 17th, from about 8 to 12:30 that morning. And so we're really excited. Certainly it's been a challenge, you know, in the years, last several years, to put one of these together, and we're excited to be able to again partner with Wyoming Health Fairs and bring that to our community.
Mr. Ryersey, tell us some of the benefits to having this type of health fair for the community. Obviously, it was something that the community was hoping would happen. You know, the blood draws, that's something that typically gets people out to get that type of test done when maybe they normally wouldn't. Is there any sort of cost benefit to doing it during the health fair? Maybe just walk us through some of those benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, once a year is where we're able to do some of that. And it is, there's some certainly cost savings, so to speak. And it's an opportunity also for us as an organization to connect a little bit better with our communities. And certainly that's that portion of the health fair. And so we're planning in the years, as in years past, to have lots of vendors there, lots of booths from our organization there, kind of highlighting different components of truly healthcare and where things are at currently. And so we're excited to be able to do that and to bring that component out and really just have this be a community event from our organization's perspective to do that. But yeah, there's certainly a value from our patient's perspective to do some of these blood panels, so to speak, to get that done at least once a year, and then following up with their primary care provider on anything that might be maybe different from last year or years prior, and then working with them to come up with some healthy plans in the future.
So again, that's coming up this August and again in September with the more traditional health fair, and more details I'm sure will be announced as we get closer to that day. Is that correct?
Yep, there will be, and we'll continue to put those updates, and certainly people can sign up for our newsletter as well. And we obviously have some social media aspects that we'll continue to update our community with as well.
Mr. David Ryersey, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District, is on the air with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mr. Ryersey, any other events or activities being hosted by South Lincoln Medical Center this upcoming summer?
Yeah, you know, actually we've got a couple things and truly a couple other announcements that we're happy to bring forward. So as an organization, our hospital in South Lincoln Hospital District has not actually had a true hospital foundation in the past. So we've been working hard to make sure that we can provide that to our community as an option for people who are interested in donating or partnering with a little bit more, you know, some of that regards as far as donations to our organization. So we've got that to be established. And so we're working to bring that forward as well as an opportunity for our community. And more information will be coming out as we get a little bit more further down the road on that, but we're excited to be able to offer a community foundation. We'll have some more information as well at our health fair around what the foundation truly is and how folks can get involved with some of that as well. And then, you know, actually as early as this week, we've got a Red Cross blood drive that'll be happening June 2nd. That's this Thursday. We're pretty full on spots, but I think there are a few spots left to sign up if anybody has the opportunity to give blood. That'll be here locally at our EMS building this Thursday, June 2nd. And so if folks have a want or a need to be able to do that, they can contact Holly, our marketing and foundation strategist, at 307-800-8189. And Holly's also, if there's any vendors out there that are looking to do anything with our upcoming health fair, they can certainly reach out to her again at that same number, 307-800-8189, and she can help them with some of those upcoming events that we're working to put on. So
excellent. Excellent. You know, going back to the community foundation that you're talking about, that's an exciting thing. I know there's a couple other medical facilities around the region that have foundations similar to that, and they do some really great things for the community. That's got to be an exciting addition to South Lincoln Medical Center.
It is, and it's been something that's truly been worked on, so to speak, for several years now. And so we're excited to finally have that kind of cross the finish line and allow that to kind of really benefit truly our community and our organization. And so we're excited for that to be launched and having that as a component of what we do here at South Lincoln Hospital District.
That again is Mr. David Ryersey, CEO of South Lincoln Medical Center. Mr. Ryersey, as always, thank you for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
The only other thing I'd probably just mention is just also this week is something I think that's pretty important. I think it highlights this, the area and kind of the world that we're living in right now. But on June 3rd, hospitals really across the country will kind of recognize that as Hospitals Against Violence Day. And so we're certainly going to be part of that. You know, as an organization, we recognize the challenges that are out there in our societies, and we're really against, you know, the violence that's been occurring. And certainly there's been some activities that we want to be recognized and you know, stand with our voice against those violent acts. And so we'll be participating with that. But really, as an organization, we just appreciate the ongoing support of our community, and I just look forward to continue to serve the area that we have.
That again is Mr. David Ryersey, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.